July, Hawaii public schools were notified to create a variety of school schedules based on both the full distance learning model and the new hybrid model that would include both face-to-face learning and distance learning. This hybrid model would reflect smaller classes using appropriate social distancing. Our interviews with students reflected their opinions and concerns about these hybrid school schedule models. The students were all from a variety of Hawaii Island public high schools, which all incorporated different forms of the hybrid schedule. On August 11th, the DOE revised the new schedule to reflect full distance learning for the first 4 weeks of school, a week after we completed our interviews. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first episode of PacificCast, Back to School in a Pandemic. I'm your co-host, Taylor McCann.
And I'm your other co-host, Katana Lester. Today, we're talking to students and teachers across the island about their school's transition during this turbulent time. Here we have our guest, JC Inouye, a junior at Waikia High School. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
If any of you are confused with our school schedule, they are dividing students into four groups based on our last names. They're having face-to-face interactions once a week, and the rest will be done online, which can vary from virtual calls in the classroom, Google Classroom assignments, or using Blackboard. So JC, knowing this, how do you feel about going back to school?
For me, going back to school, I'm very nervous about it because I haven't done like real schoolwork in like months, besides like maybe summer school work. And I'm worried about it affecting my overall performance, and I'm just not ready, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense for me too, because for our school, the ending of last year, we began our at-home quarantine with optional assignments to complete. So I personally felt like I didn't feel any pressure to complete them quickly. And I had a hard time asking questions to my teachers through the email. And it can be difficult for all of us to get back into the flow of working efficiently after months of staying at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but like people can help you through this transition. So do you have any friends that have the same schedule as you?
I think there's like a few friends with like the same last name bracket, but overall, I think it's just going to be different with not everybody there, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least there's some friends you have that'll be able to like support you when it comes to adjusting into the new schedule, and having people that you know and trust on campus can keep you on track to completing these assignments where having, and just to have someone to talk to in real life when you really need it. But as you said before, it's not as many friends as usual, and it may be disheartening right now, but it'll eventually be okay. We're still juniors. We can have another year, and you can possibly get out of your comfort zone and communicate with classmates you never really had the connection with before.
Yeah, that would be a good experience too.
What worries you about this coming school year?
I think I'm the most worried about our almost short-lived high school experience, like the possibility of it, because we might not have any extracurriculars like in the quad or any like after-school activities or even like sports.
Yeah, I'm actually in cross country and like a lot of other extracurriculars. And as of now, we're all going through the shift, but our school is working hard to go through the CDC guidelines, and they're very prepared as in case it does happen, they'll like follow the 14-day quarantine and check your temperature if you feel sick and isolate you in the health room. Our school is working on these plans to ensure every student is safe.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for what our school does for us.
Well, that's it. Thank you for talking to us, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yay, thank you for having me.
So our next guest today is Akemi Tomonaga, another junior at Waikia High School. Welcome to PacificCast.
Hi.
Well, the first question we have today is, knowing Waikia High School's school plan that was introduced a couple weeks ago to us, how do you feel about going back?
I'm really sad that I can't see lots of my friends whose last name isn't in my category, and it doesn't really help me where I can't really communicate with the teachers face to face, which personally helps me a lot. And just, you know, being at school, it's all about the high school experience, and it kind of ruins my junior year for me.
So does it, like, make you feel less motivated to do things because you can't see as many friends?
Yeah, I'm very not motivated to do work and school-related things, which is not a good mindset to have.
Well, at least we're still, like, juniors. We have another year after this. And it may seem disheartening right now, but, like, you could possibly communicate with more people you haven't before. Or, like, if there's newer kids, you could talk to them. Because the new schedule requires 4 days of online learning, how does that, like, conflict with your family's work or schedule, their own?
Well, they're working. My father works at Kamehameha, so they have their own thing going on. So he actually goes to work every day. So he will not be able to drive my siblings or my brother to his school, and neither will my mom, who is also working. So he's gonna have to go with his friends, and there's just things that we have to work out with other people who don't have school at the time, and I might have to go over to my grandparents' house.
I see. So, like, personally for me, my parent works at home, so, like, I understand there's, like, some families that are fine with this online learning transition, but there is a lot of families that have work outside of the house, so that could affect the way this, like, we go to school and come back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, transitioning to your worries, because you're explaining earlier how you're worried about not having your friends there, like, is there anything else you're more worried about this school year?
Well, there is the concern of not meeting expectations for myself and my family grade wise because of the learning, like, not restrictions, but, like, obstacles because of not really face-to-face communication with teachers. But seriously, my main concern is really just losing the connections that I've built over the past 2 years that I've already been in high school. I really do not want to lose those connections. But going to school once a week with a very few limited number of people kind of makes that hard. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I bet a lot of us do feel this way, because in the beginning of these 2 years, freshman and sophomore year, we did create new friends from different schools, and
yeah,
it'd be really different for us. But as I mentioned earlier, maybe you could start talking to other people. But, like, looking at the positive side, at the end of this, the reason why it's a new schedule is just to make sure we're safe and the school follows these CDC guidelines, and to prevent of any of the students or the teachers, faculty, staff to have coronavirus. So they're just ensuring that we're all safe at the end. And speaking of extracurriculars and sports, the fall season is coming up soon, and we're actually in the same sport, cross country. So how are we adjusting to this turbulent time?
Well, we're kind of just playing it by ear right now because they keep pushing back the times we're able to practice. As I don't know how the teams are going to work out, but coaches aren't allowed to practice with their kids as of right now until they give the word. So say if the kids were to meet up on their own and do their own thing without the coach's supervision, and they would be able to do that, but contact with coaches isn't allowed as of right now.
So we don't have, like, a set date as to when we can come back, or do we?
No, not yet. We used to, but they'll probably keep pushing it back until we reach a certain stage of how COVID is clearing up. And right now, we're not reaching it.
Yeah, that could affect our, like, our BIFs and state competitions.
Yeah. And competition. Competition-wise, we will definitely have less competitions, less meets. There should be enough so we can test out the BIFs course. And they're thinking of probably not having a state. And if they do, they will definitely make lots of changes to how they do states this year.
Okay. Well, cross country is really different than like other sports because we have different courses and it's not just a field, it's a whole course. So adjusting to that for BIFs, it will be different. And it will affect a lot of the fall sports coming up and maybe eventually the next seasons. So yeah, that's about it. Thank you for giving us insight on this time.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us, Akemi.
I'm Taylor McCann with our guest, Mrs. Pierce from YK High School.
Ms. Pierce teaches AP Lang, Star Capstone, and Senior English.
Welcome to the show, Ms. Pierce.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So what was your initial reaction when you heard about YK's new plan for the 2020-2021 school year?
When I first found out about our schedule, I wasn't really surprised. I understood what our school is working with, considering the amount of students we have and what's going to be the safest schedule for staff and students alike. I think when we first got an initial AB schedule, you know, my mind went just straight to, okay, how can I adapt my curriculum? What am I going to have my students do when they're not in person with me? You know, what am I going to teach in person? What am I going to teach online? Those are just questions that started going. And then when we got the new schedule, the ABCD, I was like, whoa, you know, even it changes things a lot because, you know, the smaller grouping you have in class, it just makes certain things, I guess, not worth doing in person, but it also frees up a lot of things we can do in person. You know, we talk a lot about how great it would be to have smaller class sizes or to have more one-on-one with our students. And so I guess the silver lining in all this is that's what our face-to-face time will be like.
I agree. I think it's going to be a lot easier than the end of last year was, because even though it's only one day, we still get time to be in person with our teachers. And on top of that, there's so few students that you really have a good opportunity to be one-on-one and to really focus on each kid in class, because you don't have as many to look after.
You know, I've always been interested when they started doing flipped classrooms. I was interested. I was like, wow, it sounds such like a great idea. You know, those who need a longer time to digest material, they can have it. And then you come to class and do your activities. And I just never had that push to push me to do it. And here's that push, you know, so I'm excited about that.
It's nice because, I mean, we're still going to school, but things are completely different this year. And so it's definitely, there's going to be a big learning curve and it's going to be hard at first, but it is nice because it's kind of forcing students and teachers to learn how to make that kind of quick adjustment and to just kind of work with what you got and make the best out of it. Mm-hmm. Not to focus on the negative, but
no.
I believe that our school, specifically Waikea, we have kind of odd weeks and even weeks instead of going back and forth between days because we're not on campus every day. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes with what you said about not being able to see your students face-to-face as much. Because it's not even like seeing them once a week. It's seeing them once every 2 weeks almost, because we have whole odd weeks and whole even weeks. So although we get to come to school once a week and kind of touch bases with our teachers and clear up any questions or get any example problems we might need, it is harder because we have these week gaps in between going to classes where you kind of get out of the swing of things or fall out of practice. So it'll be interesting to see how we stay on it with that, and if there's like homework assignments and that kind of stuff, it's going to be an interesting thing to look at.
You know, I think I agree. A lot of the students I've spoken to since fourth quarter and through up until this point, I think you get the bigger picture. You know, hopefully this is a year or two out of our lives that we learn some meaningful lessons, and you know, and again, get rid of the stuff that didn't go well and keep the changes that are positive. But yeah, big picture, right, is our health and our loved ones, our community, right? So of course we're going to step back and be like, we'll do whatever, right? Whatever needs to be done.
We just got to make it work exactly, whatever needs to be done.
I don't really like being on camera. That's one thing about this coming school year.
Yeah, it's going to be very different. A lot of students are like that, though. So
they don't want to be on camera?
Yeah, they hate turning in video, because we have to do it every once in a while for school, turn in, like, video projects, and kids hate that.
And now I'm thinking about, like, on those Friday online classes.
Yeah,
you know, I would want to see their faces, right? Because we are talking to black boxes too.
Yeah, right. And
I have to respect that. Some I have to trust that they're going to listen to me and not have their camera on.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
Right, for sure.
Thanks for talking with us, Ms. Pierce. Stay safe and have a nice rest of your day.
So our next guest today is Molly Denny, a freshman at Pahala High School. So welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So the first question we have is, what is your school's plan, basically? Just like a summary overview when adjusting to this new social distancing rules.
So first off, obviously, we're all going to wear masks. And there's going to be two groups, Group A and Group B. And it's sorted alphabetically. So A through K. And then, yeah, the rest. And then Group A will go to school on certain days of the week, and Group B will go to school on the other days of the week.
Okay. Oh, that's very similar to us. Since the schedule is kind of different for everyone this year, and a lot of people have been saying they're, like, nervous about, like, their performance affecting their grades since they haven't done, like, any homework in a while or anything like that. So are you concerned about anything this school year?
Yeah. I feel like I usually perform better at traditional schooling than online because it's just easier for me, I guess. So I am worried about that, like getting unmotivated and just procrastinating more if it's online. Yeah,
me too. It's better when I'm in the classroom because the teacher is right in front of you. And then like if you're at home, there's so many distractions and stuff like that. So I totally get what you mean a lot.
Me too.
Yeah. So like also with this schedule, does it like conflict with any of like your family's work schedule? Like because you have to be picked up certain days and staying at home another day or anything like that?
Not really for me. I know it'll probably affect a lot of people's, but for me, my dad usually gets off at work around 4, so it wouldn't really affect me. I would just like hang out somewhere.
Yeah, me too, because my mom, she works at home and it's just me and her, so it really does not affect me as well. But the other people I interviewed, there is very conflicting their schedule because they're both of their parents work outside home, so they have to like stay over at a friend's house or even their grandparents' house and stuff like that. So it's very different for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last question I have is, do you have any friends that have this, like you're able to see since you guys are divided into two groups?
So my friend, I have, both my friends I have start with an R last name. So they're in a different group than me. And yeah, I'm going into a new school, so I don't really have much friends there, but
oh, this is a really weird way to start high school, to be honest. Well, yeah. The positive side is that after all this passes, you still have another 3 years to, like, adjust, because honestly, high school is pretty cool, in my opinion. It really is one of the best times of the year. And it's kind of sad that your other friends are not going to be with you, but with this new school and having your friends in a different group, you can maybe like step out of your comfort zone and like communicate with like new classmates and maybe make new friends, you know?
Yeah, maybe. It also said on the paper that they might do it for like until the August 14th and then we might all get a screening, the COVID screening. And then see what happens. We're going to keep the schedule that way. Yeah.
That's really good. Because, like, my school, we have to
it's so far is going to be for the rest of the year. So you guys are really lucky to have that, especially if you guys are all cleared. You can see all your friends again just after.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually really good. Well, lastly, do you have any like words of encouragement for those listening?
I guess it's just persist. I mean, it'll just be the new normal, I guess, and you'll get used to it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's it. So thank you so much for talking with us. We all wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for having me.
Pacific Cast will be back after a short break.
Pacific Cast is a part of Kaleo Keikoa, Waiakea High School's official reporting source. This year, our newspaper is opening positions to junior editors, reporters, photographers, graphic designers, and more. Our newly formed podcast is welcoming producers, hosts, editors, fact-checkers, and researchers. If you're interested in getting involved, contact us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, at Kaleo Keikoa.
I'm Taylor McCann with our next guest, Fa from Keaau High School. Welcome to the show, Fa.
Hi, it's great to be here.
I was interested in hearing about what your school's plans are for back to school season.
We actually have a really similar plan where we split students into different groups, except because Keaau only has about 1,000 students, we only have two groups. One group goes on Monday and Thursday, and the other goes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays are for like special activities, but the teachers never really specified what those special activities are.
Okay. Oh, that's really interesting. Do you think it's going to be helpful for you guys getting to be in school 2 days a week as compared to a school like ours at Waikea when we're only getting to be in school once a week?
For me personally, I think it would be helpful, but the whole 2 days a week thing also poses more risk for the coronavirus, you know?
You do make a good point, because I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking about how I personally struggle with online school and a lot of my peers do. But I guess in a certain way, we're kind of lucky that we only have to go once a week because it keeps us safer. So how are you feeling about overall about going back to school this year? Like, are you excited? Are you feel anxious?
I'm a little cautious. Yeah, mostly I'm just cautious. I'm excited to go back to school to see some of my friends, at least, and some of my teachers get a more hands-on learning experience. But for people who've ever gone to a public high school, cleanliness is not always top priority, especially for students. There's some kids who don't wash their hands or will purposely sneeze on you. So
yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a learning curve for some of the more, you know, like goofy class clown kind of kids. So you got to learn to keep your hands to yourself and be extra cautious.
Another thing about the school plan that I thought was interesting that I have mixed feelings about is that we only have 4 classes a semester. That's worth 1 credit for that semester.
Oh, I understand that. Because on one hand, it's like you're not in school as much. So you kind of, you have less classes, so you have less to focus on with this like strange kind of like college. You have a weird kind of schedule going on. But I didn't even think about that. The kids with harder classes or higher workload classes have a lot less time to complete the course. That's really interesting. Thanks for talking with us, Fa. Stay safe and have a nice rest of your day.
Our next guest is
Mark Gobrio from Konawena High School. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What is Konawena's schedule looking like for the new school year?
So they split us into two groups, from A to KA, and then from KE to Z. And then the group A will go from Monday, Tuesday, and then group B will go Wednesday, Thursday, and then I think Friday's just online, I think.
So I heard that Konawena is also offering students, if they don't want to go to school for half the week, they can just do all online school, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Overall, how are you feeling about going back to school this year? Are you worried about it or excited to have something to do again?
Yeah, I guess it'll give us something to do. Hopefully we can stay motivated to actually do our work. But I'm excited. It's been a while, so
Well, now that we know it's like a permanent thing, we're actually going to get grades as opposed to the end of last year. They just had to roll with the punches. So that's my motivation to be doing my work now, actually graded. Do you think it's important for kids to social distance and wear masks at school?
In my opinion, no. But if that's what the school feels is best, I can't control that. So,
do you want to tell me why you feel that way?
I feel like the social distancing can only work so well because, like, at certain times, it's able to social like you're able to social distance. But like, if they have something like, you know, in this case, COVID, like you're gonna get it. But yeah. And I don't really know how well the mask works, so I can't really say on that.
Thanks for chatting with us, Mark. Stay safe.
Our next guest is
Evelyn Colley from Hilo High School. Welcome to the show, Evelyn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I was curious as to what Hilo High School's plans are for this school year's back to school season.
So far, all that us as students know is that they've broken us into three groups based off of our last name alphabetically as well. And so it's going to be, we come in at either 1 to 2 times a week, depending on the group. And then every Friday will be completely online for the entire student body.
Okay, so on these online school Fridays, are you guys just going to be independently doing work through like Google Classroom, or do you actually have to attend your classes through Zoom meetings, Skype, a program like that?
I think it's going to be kind of up to the teacher, but I do know that they have set aside like time blocks that we are supposed to be within each specified class.
So what are your main concerns for the new school year? Obviously, there's a lot of health concerns in the mix, but I'm talking more about as far as your education, as far as extracurricular activities, seeing your friends, that kind of stuff.
Well, for me personally, I'm very much so like a hands-on learner. Like I do a lot better in the classroom where I can ask as many questions as I need and get the help right then, because otherwise I just kind of get this mental block within the subject and I can't move forward until that's cleared up. So for me, I definitely think it'll be difficult to have like clear and more understanding conversations both with peers and teachers. In my head, I'm willing to give this a shot, but I'm not really sure how well it'll actually go, because at least in Hilo High, they're talking about limiting class sizes so that there's less than 10 people in a classroom at a time and only coming in once a week, you know? And so it's gonna slow down the learning process a lot, I think.
Thanks for chatting with us, Evelyn. Best wishes. I'm Taylor McCann with our next guest, Sachi Bauer from Hilo High School. Welcome to the show, Sachi.
Hi. Happy to be here.
I was interested in hearing what Hilo High is planning on doing for the upcoming year.
Well, it's a little bit similar. We're split into three groups alphabetically, and each of those groups gets to go in person one day of the week. And also on Thursdays, we are rotating between those three groups. And our Fridays are also virtual for the time.
Obviously, there's a lot of health concerns that everyone's worried about as far as safety and making sure everyone stays as healthy as they can. But do you have any other concerns regarding like your education, your mental health, social life?
Well, obviously, I'm a little sad that I won't be seeing all my friends every day. But, you know, that's something I've dealt with for 4 months now. I am a little concerned about like some AP classes. I think that's going to be a real challenge.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or ask me?
Do you think there's any like hidden good things that might come out of this?
I think it's definitely, it's forcing us to have a very unconventional, untraditional high school experience. And I mean, it's kind of a bummer because we're missing out on sports and clubs and school dances, graduation, stuff like that. But I think that obviously this is a once in a lifetime kind of thing. And we just happen to be high school teenagers going through it. So I think that in a way we're kind of lucky to be in school during all this, because it's really kind of forcing us to learn at such a young age how to adapt to things that aren't great, how to make the most of your situations, how to like put the community and your safety and the safety of others over things you really, really want, over having fun, you know. So it's a bummer, but I think that it's really a healthy thing to have to go through, especially for us at such a young age. Thanks for sitting down with us, Sachi. Stay safe.
You too.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Pacificast. This episode was produced by Lycan Forrester and Kayla Dente, edited by Taylor McCann and Katie McClary, and fact-checked by Layla Devine.
Research for this episode was conducted by Katie McClary and Fiona Broward. Our executive producer is Lycan Forrester, who designed our cover art and co-created our music with Kayla Dente.
Pacificast is part of the media made by Kaleo Kikoa, Waikea High School's official reporting source.
Visit us at www.kaleokekoa.weebly.com.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Pacificast, Back to School in a Pandemic. See you next time!